This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Florida sheriff fed up with a spate of false school shooting threats is taking a new tactic to try to get through to students and their parents. He's posting the mugshot of any offender on social media. Law enforcement officials in Florida and across the country have seen a wave of school shooting hoaxes recently, including in the wake of the deadly attack at Appalachie High School in Georgia that killed two students and two teachers on the first day of school. Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood on Florida's Atlantic Coast says he's tired of the hoaxes targeting students, disrupting schools, and sapping law enforcement resources. Chitwood warned parents that if their kids are arrested for making these threats, he'll make sure the public knows. Sheriff Chitwood posted on social media, "Since parents, you don't want to raise your kids, I'm going to start raising them. Every time we make an arrest, your kid's photo is going to be put out there. And if I can do it, I'm going to perp walk your kids so that everybody sees what your kid's up to," Chitwood said. Sheriff Chitwood made the announcement in a video highlighting the arrest of an 11-year-old boy who was taken into custody for threatening to carry out a school shooting at Creekside or Silver Sands Middle School in Volusia County. Chitwood posted the boy's full name and mugshot to a Facebook page. In a video, which had more than 270,000 views on Facebook as of Monday afternoon, the camera pans across a conference table covered in airsoft guns, pistols, fake ammunition, knives, and swords that law enforcement officers claim the boy was showing off to other students. The video prompted a stream of reactions on social media, with many residents praising Sheriff Chitwood, calling on him to publicly identify the parents as well, or press charges against them. Others questioned the sheriff's decisions, saying the 11-year-old is just a child and that the weight of the responsibility should fall on his parents. Under Florida law, juvenile court records are generally exempt from public release, but not if the child is charged with a felony, as in this case. Law enforcement officials across Florida have been tracking a stream of threats in the weeks since this school year began. In Broward County, home to Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, the site of a school shooting on February 14, 2018, when the school was the scene of a deadly mass shooting perpetrated by a 19-year-old former student of the school that injured 17 people and killed 17 more. On the site of Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, officials already have arrested 9 students aged 11 to 15 in the past month and a half for making threats. This November, Montanans will elect 2 new members of the Montana Supreme Court, an Associate Justice and the Chief Justice. Candidates for Chief Justice are Jerry Lynch and Corey Swanson. For Associate Justice, the candidates are Catherine Bidigary and Dan Wilson. The races for the Montana State Supreme Court are all nonpartisan. Each justice serves an 8-year term on the Montana Supreme Court. Because voters typically have a party designation on ballots, an R or D to indicate a candidate's political party, a nonpartisan race like that for Supreme Court Chief Justice and Associate Justice presents voters with a challenge to find out about candidates beyond a party affiliation. The Gallatin County Bar Association and Montana State University's Pre-Law Club are hosting a Supreme Court candidate forum in Bozeman on September 26th at 6:30 p.m. in Gaines Hall on the MSU campus. The 4 candidates all are scheduled to attend. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.